Greg Ehrenberg from Odd Chopper here to break down the best MLB bets for the Monday slate. So while you come in, like the video and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And if you aren't looking for baseball today, or maybe you're looking for baseball and football as well, because I know Monday Night Football usually a priority for a lot of people. I've got a football video going up today as well, and we've got other people also covering the football game. So check all that out. Like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you want even more bets for myself and all of the other people on the YouTube channel, we've got a Discord channel. If you want a 1 week free access to it, click on the link below or sign up using the promo code GEinsider, and that will get you 1 week for free in our Discord channel. You can see all the bets we post, or you just hang out, ask us questions. A lot going on in there, not just myself, but Eric, Lofty, Ben, Matt Kajewski, all the guys on the YouTube channel. We're in there hanging out a lot. So join that if you guys want. Once again, free access, no risk to you if you want to click on the link below and just get in the door and see if it's something that's for you or not. Also, we're coming off a pretty good weekend here. Profited on my football bets. And then for baseball, swept my baseball bets over the weekend. Last video I recorded on Saturday, I had Giants and Diamondbacks under 4.5 runs in the first five innings. That one ended up winning. Austin Voth under 5.5 strikeouts. That one won really easily. Voth got his ass kicked and only struck out three hitters. And then Drew Smyly under 5.5 strikeouts, a line that just didn't really make sense to me when Smyly was a pitcher who wasn't expected to go deep into the game. So Smyly only pitched three innings, had two strikeouts. He's going to cash that number almost every single time, the over under 5.5. So it's been a good baseball run as of late, a few really good profitable days in a row. Hoping to keep that going on to Monday. So here are the best bets of the day. For my first bet, I'm looking at under 4.5 strikeouts for Dean Kramer going up against the Orioles, or pitching for the Orioles against the Blue Jays. One thing I will point out is there is some bad weather in the area for this game, and it does seem like there's a pretty good chance it gets canceled. But here's a benefit. If the game plays halfway and then Kramer has to come out either because the game gets canceled, there's a rain delay or whatever, that is more likely, or at least makes it more likely for him to hit the under. Because even if the game was to only play four innings and then there's a rain delay and Kramer comes out after four and they finish the game later or something like that, well, then we're just getting less innings out of Dean Kramer. So I do think that is an angle to look at that would make us feel better about the under. And then as is, we have Kramer only projected for 3.8 strikeouts over at Odd Chopper, and he's a really difficult matchup today against the Toronto Blue Jays. Kramer has gotten a lot of beneficial luck this year. He's a 3.17 ERA, but a 4.47 expected ERA. A lot of that's because he's a 78.7% strand rate, just not something I would expect to be something he'd be able to keep up going forward. And he's not generating strikeouts this year. Kramer's strikeout rate is only 17%. So a really, really low mark for a starting pitcher. So he's pitching to contact. He's getting definitely some good batted ball luck in his favor. And then also good sequencing with the high left on base rate. But strikeouts just generally not there. And it's a tough matchup against the Blue Jays. The recent starts for Kramer, two strikeouts, did have one start with six strikeouts. So that would have been an over. But then his other recent starts, 3-1-3. So four of his last five starts, he's had three or less strikeouts. And his recent starts against the Toronto Blue Jays, three strikeouts, and one earlier in the year with six strikeouts. So also three or less strikeouts and two out of three starts against the Toronto Blue Jays. I just don't see a whole lot of reason this prop number should be 4.5. 3.5, I think, would be more accurate. So assuming the game plays, my first bet of the day here, Dean Kramer under 4.5 strikeouts. Today's show is sponsored by BetMGM. And if you guys haven't signed up at BetMGM yet, there is no risk when you sign up for the first time because they're going to refund your first bet if it loses up to $1,000 in bets here. So let's say you have a bet or a line you really are confident in today. You can bet up to $1,000 on, even if it loses, you're going to get your money back in free bets. So there's no risk to get in the door there. It's a really good way to help start building your bankroll. It doesn't have to be $1,000. If you're only comfortable with 50 or 100, that works as well. But your first bet, you can't lose, because even if it doesn't, they're refunding it with other free bets. So check out BetMGM if you haven't already, especially because we always preach odd shopping here. There's no reason to not be signed up in multiple sportsbooks, because you always want to be shopping lines and getting the best possible available line. So if you haven't signed up at BetMGM, take advantage of this offer. But when you sign up, make sure you click on the link below, because you're going to need to do that in order to collect your free bets if that first bet loses. Once again, you should be playing in multiple books, and this is a good opportunity to get in the door over at BetMGM. Next bet I'm looking at is over 1.5 runs in the first five innings for the Los Angeles Angels. And I think Adrian Martinez, the pitcher on the mound for Oakland, is absolutely terrible. I do not think he belongs in the big leagues. And that's why this 1.5 runs in the first five innings doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, especially when you consider the Angels' run line for the game, or their team total, I should say, is 4.5. So why would it only be 1.5 for the first five innings, especially the recent starts for Adrian Martinez? His last start against the Angels, 4 2/3 innings, gave up 3 runs. Start before that, 5 innings, 5 runs. Start before that, 5 innings, 4 runs. And then before that, 3 2/3 innings and 7 runs allowed. The numbers overall for Adrian Martinez this year, he hardly ever has success. He has a 6.08 ERA this year and a 5.61 expected ERA. He pitched in the minor leagues this year as well, because why would he stay at the big league level when he struggled this much? In the minor leagues for Oakland, 5.72 ERA, 6.38 FIP. And by the way, the year before in AAA for the Padres, he had a 5.28 ERA and a 5.29 FIP. This is not a big league caliber pitcher. Based on these numbers, he might not even be a minor league caliber pitcher. So I think there's a lot of reason to fade Martinez here. The one and a half run line for the Angels in the first five innings, I think, is way off. It should probably be 2.5 or 3.5. Wouldn't be surprised if that moves and gets higher later on in the day. So early in the day, it was the first bet I placed, over 1.5 runs in the first five innings for the Los Angeles Angels. For my final prop bet on Monday, I've got under 4.5 strikeouts for Johnny Cueto, which is oddly listed at plus money, especially when you consider some of the recent starts for Johnny Cueto. He's hit over-unders of 2.5 strikeouts. Now the number's all the way up to 4.5. We've been projected right around 4 strikeouts over on Odd Chopper. And Cueto has far exceeded my expectations as a pitcher this year. But it doesn't come in the strikeout department. He doesn't have great stuff. He's not generating swing and misses. He's finding success just by changing up the tempo, the rhythm, and throwing hitters off pace that way. And I wouldn't be surprised if Johnny Cueto is also somewhat limited in this start. Only threw 83 pitches in his last start. Considering this is the end of the year, the White Sox aren't playing for anything. He's 36 years old. Don't be surprised if he only throws 4 or 5 innings and something like 70 to 80 pitches in this spot. And then also, like I referenced about the strikeout numbers, they haven't been there for Cueto this year. Career worst, 15.7% K rate, and that is by far well below his career average. Each of the last 2 years for the Giants, he was over 20% K rate. For his career, also right around the 20% K rate. So while we're still seeing some success for Cueto at this point in his career, the strikeouts aren't quite there, and that's what we care the most about when it comes to the strikeout prop being 4.5. So we would have to hit 5 strikeouts to be at the over here, and that is something that he has done twice since July 14th. So over the last 2.5 months, 2 starts for Johnny Cueto with 5 or more strikeouts. One came against the Kansas City Royals and one came against the Minnesota Twins. And maybe that's something that's driving the number here, where he did have a good strikeout game against them his last time out. But by and large part, the strikeouts haven't been there for Johnny Cueto. And I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. He's 36 years old. This is going to be his last start of the season. Give me the under on strikeouts for Johnny Cueto, especially when we're getting plus money on that under. So to recap my bets for the day, and just keep an eye out for that weather. Dean Kramer under 4.5 strikeouts. That's the one weather spot that's a little bit iffy, but not the end of the world. If the game gets canceled, the bet just gets voided and refunded anyway. The other two bets, Angels over 1.5 runs in the first 5 innings, and then Johnny Cueto under 4.5 strikeouts. That's what I like today. But what are you guys liking? Let me know below in the comment section if there's any bets that you really like or anything that I pointed out here that you really don't like. I like the engagement, so let me know below what you think about the bets for today. Also, before you leave, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Good luck. Enjoy the games today. And don't forget, if you're looking for football content, we've got all that covered on the YouTube channel as well.